not right that any worker should be able to should go to work and not expect to come home and safe and well. And it seems to be that people are more and more willing to attack our members. So it's up to our employers to provide a safer working environment, whether that's through the provision of better equipment and in relation to like body cams that are standard issue across the world, and in relation to the protective equipment that we have, like incapacitant spray and batten. Members are not receiving their ongoing training and certification. It's been allowed to expire, and that was a problem even pre-COVID, which has been exacerbated. And also self-defence training is something the guards received in Temple Moor as a foundation training, so we want to see more regular refresher training. I mean, guards obviously need to be trained better to prevent these assaults or to protect themselves. I mean, the injuries being described are very serious, and it's just, if there's a way of guards being better equipped to prevent these injuries taking place, they need to be explored.
Were body cams not meant to be on the agenda for quite some time? Were they not meant to be rolled out in the very near future, no?
Well, it's like a lot of things. There's a lot of talk about them, a lot of discussion about them. We hear they're coming. But for some reason, when it comes to providing equipment to keep guards safe, or equipment that makes it easier for us to do our job, it just seems to be very, very slow. So when we're actually wearing them and we're using them, we'll be confident that they're on the way.
It can be argued that what makes these figures even more alarming is the fact that they took place during a pandemic in the absence of a normal social life for many. Do you envisage that maybe perhaps these assaults will increase further once nightclubs and hospitality, etc., reopen again?
Well, hopefully we won't see that, but I mean, it would be fairly obvious that is a distinct possibility. I mean, these figures are continuing to rise when the nighttime economy is closed, whenever guards traditionally would be dealing with intoxicated and aggressive people, so that would be a fear. But we just see a rise year on year on year, and something needs to be done to stop this. And we believe mandatory custodial sentences for those who assault ourselves and any other of our emergency service colleagues would also act as a deterrent.